Good morning. Welcome to the Community Connection. I'm Tom Levine. I'm joined in the studio today by Myrna Youngblood and Sarah Rush from Frontier Community College. And we've got big things happening, right?
We do. Good morning, okay. Tom.
Good morning. So what's going on, Myrna?
Well, we are getting ready for the Constitution Day celebration that we have on September the 17th. We're building up with an essay contest for our area junior high students. And then we will have some activities going on campus, which will include our county clerk coming to visit.
Oh, okay. All right. And Sarah, you're with the foundation. What do you got coming up?
Oh, well, we are getting ready for the second fashion show in conjunction with Carnaby Square here in Fairfield.
Okay.
And that will be on October 20th, Sunday, October 20th, from 2 to 4 at Johnny and June's in Flora.
Okay, and there's no disputing there's no name change in the offing. You haven't been informed of anything yet.
I've not been informed of anything.
Okay, all right. We will talk to Sarah and to Myrna in just a few moments about both of these events coming up at Frontier Community College and at Johnny and June's in just a few moments. Stay tuned.
Here's Dave Ramsey with today's Ramsey Reality Check.
Here's what happens when you get wiser. Your life gets better because you quit doing stupid stuff. I have figured out the less stupid stuff I have, the better life I have. You know, that's fairly simple, isn't it? You kind of get back what you put out. You reap what you sow. If you plant corn, corn grows. If you plant stupid, you grow broken, desperate. You know, you're going to get a crop of something in your life. What's your crop going to look like? Dave Ramsey here. We talk common sense for your dollars and cents. Weekdays at 4 on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM.
We are back on the Community Connection. We're talking to Sarah Rush and Myrna Youngblood from Frontier Community College. And, okay, so it is Constitution. We're celebrating the Constitution on September 17th. All right, whose idea was it to have this essay contest?
Well, I think we worked together on it, probably. I had asked Sarah with the Student Senate to come alongside of the Learning Resource Center to help us organize our celebration this year. It's actually celebrated on the 17th because that is the anniversary of the day that the framers signed the Constitution.
Oh,
so that every year on September 17th, it's celebrated. And I believe we worked together.
Yes, we did. She asked in an email, do you want to come alongside, and I said absolutely, and then sat down with her and we thought of the various activities. Myrna is always really good about having something.
Okay.
Usually she tries to stump faculty and students with trivia questions about the Constitution. And this year we just thought we would open it up community wide.
All right, so Myrna, who is eligible to write an essay for this contest?
It is open to the eighth graders of all of the Wayne County schools.
Okay, all the eighth graders. What is the prize for the winning essay?
We have various apparel and items from the Bobcat Den, along with a gift certificate for a next summer's sporting camps, and that would be volleyball, softball, and baseball.
Would be their choice, the winner's choice.
Winner's choice.
Yes.
Okay. Is there going to be like a first, second, and third, or?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Now, how many entries are you expecting? Who's going to judge the entries?
This is the first time we've done it, so I am not sure what to expect. We're hoping to get a good handful, and we would be super happy to get more than that.
Okay.
I believe we are in the process of developing a rubric, and Sarah and I will work on that and be the main judges, but I think the Student Senate members will also have input on.
Okay. All right. So the Student Senate is going to help judge.
A few of them, yes,
okay.
That are particularly interested in writing and history and do well in their Comp 1 class.
There you
yes.
go.
But yes, we'll help with that way, and then we'll also help with the activities that the Learning Resource Center is hosting on the 17th.
Okay, so on the 17th, the winner will be announced?
Yes.
Cool. Or they're due on the 17th?
No, the actual due date is September the 9th at the end of the school day, And then the winner will be announced on the 17th during our brown bag lunch that we will have at the college.
Okay, the brown bag lunch?
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
We are inviting area members, community members, to come to the Learning Resource Center at Frontier. And we have Liz Ann Woodrow, who is going to come to the college and talk about the importance of voting and the different things that have changed in her office in regards to elections and voting.
Oh, okay. All right. And bring your own lunch.
Right. Yes.
Or is that a Tuesday where there's going to be somebody out?
It actually falls on a Tuesday. Yeah. So they are welcome to join our food truck Tuesday, Foodie Tuesday, and purchase something there at the college, or they can bring their own lunch.
That's probably something not a lot of people, unless they're at have a class at the college on Tuesday that the public is known about. It's Food Truck Tuesday, where every Tuesday there's a food truck available. And what is it about the, why the Constitution? Is it just that it is the founding documents of the country? Or
yes, okay. Yes. And actually any company who receives federal funds is required to celebrate Constitution Day. So we have celebrated several years now, and I just wanted to stir it up a little bit this year so that it didn't get old and boring. And when Sarah has done an excellent job of, you know, getting things going and getting the word out to the community and pulling in Liz Ann Woodrow. And so I'm excited to see what this year, because it's going to be completely different than anything we've ever done.
Okay, so when you get the email, Sarah, what did you think of the whole contest idea?
Well, Myrna and I have talked over the years regarding Constitution Day, and wouldn't this be, and wouldn't this be, and this year we stopped saying, wouldn't this be, and we were going
just
to
gonna
see
do it
through. That's right. And so I had recently emailed Liz Ann regarding something completely different, but I had her email address fresh in my phone, and I thought, this is easy, and just fired off an email, and Liz Ann was so receptive and excited. She loves any opportunity to speak about voting and elections and the importance of voting, and they are changing the technology with
right.
voting, and they're also working really hard to clean up the voter database in Wayne County. And we just thought this would be an excellent opportunity to open this up to the community, to get them on campus at Frontier Community College to talk about the importance of voting and answer any questions they may have regarding their registration. It would just be an easier place for individuals to gather than
concentrate everything together.
Exactly.
Okay.
So,
all right. Yeah. That is coming up. The deadline to enter for eighth graders is September 9th, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then the winner will be announced on the 17th of September.
Correct.
That's right.
Okay.
The activities on the 17th are kind of ongoing all day.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Liz Ann has graciously offered to send a representative from her office to register voters at the Learning Resource Center all day long that day. And Liz Ann is planning to arrive about 11:30. She'll begin her talk at noon. I think she's planning to talk for about 20, 25 minutes and then offer a question and answer period to finish up by 1.
Oh, okay.
So it's over that noon hour. So whether you're working full-time or, you know, you're at home that day, it's right over the noon hour. Again, the food truck will be on campus. Bring it into the Learning Resource Center. And if you are on a strict noontime deadline for your lunch hour, we'll get you in, get started at noon, and get you out by 1 o'clock.
Okay. All right. That is coming up on September the 17th at the Learning Resource Center of Frontier Community College. We'll be back in just a few moments to talk about the fashion show.
Who has the power?
I am Rush Limbaugh, the man accused of running the country.
The power to inform and persuade.
The man about whom it is said he must be dealt with by a high government official.
Feared by some.
Rush Limbaugh running America.
Loved by many.
If I am talk radio, you have made that possible with my assistance.
The Rush Limbaugh Show, weekdays at 106 on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM. We are back on the Community Connection. We are joined by Sarah Rush now, and from the Frontier Community College Foundation, we are talking about the second annual fashion show at Johnny and June's. That is October 20th. Starts at what time?
2 o'clock.
2 o'clock. Okay. 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
That's right.
And tickets are how much?
Individual tickets are $15, and for a reserved table of eight, that is $100.
$100 for a table of eight.
Correct.
Okay. Now, last year was your first year for the fashion show.
Correct.
How did it go?
We had an overwhelming response. It was productive for the foundation, and it was certainly productive for Christy as well. She was just so thankful to the foundation. It created a lot of traffic in and out of her store, and she was gung-ho, ready to do it again.
Okay, so you're in partnership with Carnaby Square on this.
Correct.
Christy Horning.
And this year, the tickets will be sold exclusively through Carnaby Square.
Oh, okay. So you have to get to Carnaby Square to get a ticket.
That is correct. And they will be available on September 1st,
okay.
Which I think is actually Sunday.
Sunday.
So Tuesday morning, you can hit up Christy, and she'll have those tickets.
Okay. So what was the highlight of last year's show?
Well, Christy just puts on a great fashion show. And it's not just a matter of the models, you know, walking in and walking out. She gives such vivid descriptions of the material, of the weight of the clothing and the fabric. And we just had a great time all day long. We had a basket raffles
right.
going on, and the ladies who attended really responded to those basket raffles. We had really nice prizes. Joyce Carson organized that for us, and she is doing that again this year.
Okay.
And then I think, honestly, the big hit was the gentleman. We had four of the Bobcat baseball players there kind of escorting the models in full tux, compliments of blacks, flash and flowers.
Okay.
And they were great guys. And from the standpoint of the foundation, we enjoyed having them. But when it was time to clean up and tear down, they were such an important part and huge help. It made all of that go so much quicker because it was their workout for the day, so
oh, okay.
to speak. So we just, the whole day was just lovely. We had a great turnout, wonderful support from various communities.
All right.
And it was just such a good time. We thought, hey, why not? Let's do it again.
Okay, so what's going to be new this year?
Well, we are working on that. We are hoping to have a special raffle. All of those details are not firmed up yet, but it won't be a basket.
Oh, okay.
We're just trying to finalize all those details, and when we know for sure, we will announce that.
Okay, so the surprise raffle will happen.
Hopefully, yes.
Hopefully. So the attendance was overwhelming last year?
Yes.
SRO?
The line was out the door. You know, waiting to get in. And so we're going to have to move some things around to help get people in the door. The weather was beautiful on the Sunday afternoon last year, so people didn't mind waiting outside. But we know we've got to configure some things to get ladies in and in their seats quicker so they're not having to stand in line. We are considering using some of the gentlemen that serve on the foundation as valets.
Okay.
So ladies can just pull up and leave their car, and the gentleman will go park it. But we've not worked out those logistics in terms of car keys and organizing all of that. But bar.
You want to pamper the people you're trying
well,
to shake
absolutely.
Down.
We do want to do that.
And I use shake down in the kindest way you can possibly shake people down.
Right.
So anyway, it's $15 for tickets. And what do you get for your $15 besides the fashion show?
That's right. Well, besides the fashion show, we'll have some light snacks and desserts and beverages for okay. ladies to enjoy. And there will be a door prize or two for anyone who comes in that day.
Okay. So. And you keep saying ladies, but gentlemen can
Absolutely.
Come too.
Absolutely. Gentlemen can come. And then they can, and because this year, I think they're going to try to focus it more around a holiday shopping type of theme, or at least with decorations and things. So yeah, absolutely, gentlemen can come in, and ladies can start their Christmas wish list and just pass it along to the gentleman sitting next to them, and then they absolutely know what it is that they want and like and hope to find under the Christmas tree on Christmas morning.
Let me tell you what the easy part about it that is, okay? Because technology is so prevalent nowadays. So you can take a picture of the model with the outfit your wife likes.
That's true.
And then you can just take it to Christy at Carnaby Square and say,
there you go. When you see the excitement on her face, then yeah, snap a picture of that outfit and then take it into Christy and say, this is what Carol wants for Christmas.
Exactly. There we go. All right. We will be back in just a few moments with Sarah Rush talking about the second annual fashion show. It's coming up October 20th at Johnny and June's. That's a Sunday. Doors open at 2:00, and we'll be back to find out more in just a moment.
Listen weekdays after the 7:50 news for Community Connection on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM, your news talk connection. Each day, we'll be talking to people about community events, community leaders, and on Wednesdays, it's Meet Your Neighbor. If you have an event you'd like to talk about, give me a call at 842-2159. Community Connection, weekdays after the 7:50 news on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM, and now online at WFIWradio.com.
We are back on the Community Connection. We're talking to Sarah Rush from the Frontier Community College Foundation. We're talking about the second annual fashion show coming up on Sunday, October the 20th. Doors don't open at 2. I misspoke, didn't I, at the
Correct.
End?
Correct, yes. No, I would imagine the fashion show will start at 2, and the doors will be open by 1:30, so individuals can come in, get their drinks.
Prime seats.
Correct. Well, depending on if they have bought a reserved table, they will have prime seats.
Okay.
But they can get their drink. If they want to scope out the raffle prizes and buy their tickets for that, they can do that at that time. They'll get registered for the door prize. There'll be any number of things that will occupy their time from the time the doors open at 1:30 until the show starts at 2.
Oh, okay. All right, so doors will open at 1:30. Fashion show will start at 2. How long did it last year?
It was about an hour and a half.
Okay.
I think we have about 40 minutes, and then we take a short intermission, and then we come back, and it's another 35 or 40 minutes, and then at the end, we draw the raffle tickets. So it was about 4 o'clock by the time we finished up, between 3:30 and 4.
All right, and so did you get all your fashion models back this year?
No, we did not. The couple of the gentlemen who wore the tuxes graduated.
Right.
Gervais McDaniel, who is a member of the foundation, mm-hmm. she modeled last year, but she has decided this year, I believe Christy is going to dress her that day, but she is going to be actually help host the event along with the other foundation members.
Okay.
I don't know about Phyllis. You know, she's moved.
She's moved them out.
But
running.
I bet she's still a pretty good customer.
Right.
So that'll be up to she and Christy to work out. But Phyllis is always, you know, she's got a heart for the college. And she always just provides great entertainment wherever she goes and whatever she does. And so hopefully we'll see her back, but that's one I'm not sure. Linda Spicer, who is on the foundation, she and Christy work really closely with coordinating those models. And they're so good about including staff or faculty or students as
right.
part of that show. Tara Farley, Dr. Edgren's secretary, she was one of our models
right.
last year. And hopefully she'll be back. And
yeah.
so...
You have models of all ages.
Correct.
Okay. And it's not just clothing, but it's jewelry and all the accessories that go
she
along with it.
She accessorizes everyone and from head to toe.
Okay.
So.
All right. So is it, when it was set up, when you saw it done last year, did you think it was everything you thought it was going to be?
Yes. I have attended Christie's fashion shows
before.
In the past. Yeah. And so she really does the heavy lifting with this. I mean, she's the entertainment for the afternoon. And the setup, we had enough foundation members that were there to decorate really quick that morning. We were able to take a short break, grab a bite to eat, and come back, and doors were open, and away we went. But just the positive response that we got in the weeks and months to followed, that's what I was not expecting. And so by November, December, Christie was saying, come on, we're going to do this again. And Linda Spicer was on board. And again, she's a big heavy lifter. She's located in Flora, so she's kind of the Clay County contact for us in that regard. And she and Steve did quite a bit of work behind the scenes as well. And the enthusiasm was so much. It was just too good to pass up. And so, yes.
So you had to start planning year two just after year one was finished.
And a lot of that was just logistics.
Oh, okay.
You know, the bottleneck at the door getting participants in, we knew we had to fix that.
Okay.
And the bottleneck around the drink table, we knew we needed to fix that. So much of those discussions 6 months ago really had to do with logistics.
Okay. So we are going to see in the fashion show, we're going to see fall, winter.
Correct.
Fashions.
Correct.
Okay. Because it's, I would think it would be way too early for spring.
That's right.
Okay. You're planning to center it around the holidays, holiday gift giving.
Correct. The decorations will follow more versus a fall format, more of a Christmassy type of format.
Okay. Is there anything else people need to know about the fashion show other than it's going to be fun?
I just want to remind folks again that your tickets will be available at Carnaby Square, and just encourage you to visit Christie. Again, she will have them ready to go by September 1st, which, again, I understand the store is actually
right.
closed that day, but you can see her bright and early next Tuesday morning, and she'll have them for you. If you are interested in a table, a reserve table, I would suggest a representative of your table visit her as well. And she'll have a little bit more information she'll need to get from you, but the sooner the better on that.
Okay. And the foundation does more for Frontier than just have a fashion show.
That's
every year,
correct.
Don't you?
We are a fundraising organization, but all of our fundraising efforts and the monies that we raise go to help augment services and facilities at the college. So that might be helping to build buildings, helping with the baseball field construction. Monies went towards the rehabbing of the Bobcat Den from when it went from the gym / movie theater, yes, to what it is today. But we also provide scholarship funds as well.
Okay.
And we work closely with Lori Noe in financial aid. And so we do lots of things. Now, the fashion show proceeds are going strictly towards the new digital sign. And that was what the proceeds from last year went towards as well. And I think after this event, Dr. Edgren is planning to proceed with that sign.
Okay. So. That will be a new digital sign at the entrance to Frontier Community
Correct.
College.
It will be out in front of Student Services, so not along Frontier Drive, but in front of Student Services where you go in to the blacktop parking lot there next to Student Services in front of Classroom Building West, which was, I believe, the original building out there.
Okay. All right. If you want to get involved with the foundation, just call you?
call me.
Okay. And the fashion show comes up October 20th. Doors will open about 1:30 at Johnny and June's in Flora. And then the fashion show will start at 2. It's $15 a ticket, $100 for a table.
A reserved table for
and
eight.
And reserved tables are up front, right?
As close as they can be.
Okay.
I'll be very honest. Last year, we sold so many reserved tables. So, you know, the majority of the seating went for those. So,
okay.
But we've got a route. So you get a really good look at each and every model and outfit that they're modeling, regardless of where you sit.
Okay. And tickets are exclusively available at Carnaby Square here
correct.
In Fairfield.
That is correct. If you live in Clay County or Northern Wayne County, and you've got a question, you can contact Linda Spicer or myself. I'm at 618-516-1200, and I can get you in touch with Linda. But Linda can be reached at, she's a 217 number, so don't let that confuse you. But she's 217-725-1340.
Okay.
Okay, so if getting to Fairfield is not
convenient
or as convenient, you can talk to Linda and she can hook you up as well.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for coming in.
No problem. I appreciate the time that you guys give us.
Okay. No problem. Anytime you have anything you want to talk about, we'll sit down and talk about it. Okay.
Sure.
All right. That is Sarah Rush, the Frontier Community College Foundation. Second annual fashion show is October 20th. Tickets are $15 and they are available at Carnaby Square. That's going to do it for today.